Track 2.7.
Do you usually make friends while on vacation, Anna?
Not really, but I made a good friend many years ago. When I was 20, I went to Brazil. I went to Rio de Janeiro. And while I was there, I met Paulo.
What was he like?
Come to think of it, he was very funny, and we had a lot in common. We hit it off right away when we were introduced by a mutual friend at a party. From the very beginning, he would always make me laugh. Just thinking about that time in my life puts a smile on my face. Anyway, it was the beginning of a great friendship.
Nice!
We got along so well together. We would have conversations for hours about books we had read and movies we had seen. And he was always so insightful. I could really talk to him about fun things and more serious things as well. Do you know what I mean? In fact, I thought we would be friends forever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So what happened next?
Well, eventually my visa ran out and I returned to Texas. We then spent 6 months calling each other, writing letters, and sending packages. But long-distance friendships were more difficult before we had so much technology to keep in touch.
What happened?
Basically, we just got busy with other things, university, work, and we eventually lost touch.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, in the end, I reconnected with him on social media, and we have been catching up. He is the same Paulo, funny and wise, just older, like me. He moved to São Paulo, where his wife is from. Now that it is easier than ever to stay in touch, we have rekindled our friendship. To tell you the truth, social media certainly has its upside.